The writers of the wisdom literature of the ancient world often compared and contrasted virtues or other abstract things with concrete things. In this case, the comparison is between a good reputation and a precious ointment. We don't usually think in terms of precious ointments, because ointments are very inexpensive, and we can get them at every pharmacy on the street. But in the ancient world, an ointment that relieved pain and suffering was very difficult to find or acquire, so it was seen as extremely valuable. But Solomon says a good name is better than precious ointment. It is a very valuable thing. Then he goes on to say, and the day of death is better than the day of one's birth. This could be taken in a pessimistic way or from a transcendent viewpoint. So often in the Old Testament, we find people who are on the rim of despair cursing the day they were born. In chapter 1, we noted such comments from Job, Moses, and Jeremiah. When a person looks at life from the perspective of this world, sometimes he gets tired of living. Remember the song, Old Man River? The words go, tote that barge, lift that bale, get a little drunk and you land in jail. The refrain then says, that old man river, he just keeps rolling along. That is a modern expression of pessimism, one that reaches its crescendo in the line, I'm tired of living, but I'm scared of dying. That feeling defines the lot of far too many people in this world. Ecclesiastes affirms that the day of a person's death is better than the day of his birth. That would be true for the pessimist who can't wait to get it over with, at least if he only passes into oblivion rather than eternal punishment. However, this sentiment is also true for the optimist, for the Christian. The day of one's birth is a good day for the believer, but the day of death is the greatest day that a Christian can ever experience in this world, because that is the day he goes home, the day he walks across the threshold, the day he enters the Father's house. That is the day of ultimate triumph for the Christian in this world, and yet it is a day we fear and a day that we postpone as long as we possibly can, because we don't really believe.